Earlier today, the British supply ship, the Sir Galahad, arrived at the port city of Umm Qasr, loaded with the first supplies of relief aid for Iraqi civilians. The massive ship had been delayed by bad weather and security concerns. When the Sir Galahad finally docked at Umm Qasr, it was protected by patrol boats, minesweepers, and assault helicopters. Owen Bennett Jones of the BBC was on board the Sir Galahad when it pulled into port. He told us it was a remarkable journey.
We had to travel 50 miles up to the port of Umm Qasr along a very narrow channel. It was only 200 metres wide. So the captain of the Sir Galahad was desperately trying to stay right in the wake of this minesweeper that was travelling just 500 metres ahead of us, making sure that the area was indeed clear. In fact, the whole trip was delayed by 24 hours because they found two mines right on a route that the Sir Galahad was planning to use. And they were also afraid of small boat attack, as they call it. This is suicide or radio-controlled boats, so that's why they had the assault helicopters and also inflatable boats with mounted machine guns, just in case of that kind of attack. But anyway, it all went fine, and the boat did dock at Umm Qasr.
But this extraordinary security patrol would seem to underscore the lingering risks of delivering humanitarian aid and military supplies through, I guess, what's Iraq's only deep-water port.
Well, that's right. I must say, the whole trip was meant to show that the port's open for business again. But, you know, it does make you wonder whether any commercial vessel would be willing to go in there when this British ship did, as you say, have three patrol boats, a minesweeper, a couple of helicopters and some inflatables, all that just to get it in.
What kind of supplies are in this ship's hold?
Well, there were 650 tons of food and water, and that's now been unloaded. It's going into a warehouse in Umm Qasr. But then the problem is, how do you deliver it to anyone? Because the whole of southern Iraq is insecure. I mean, there are large areas where they will not be able to go and negotiate with villagers or assess their needs because, you know, they just don't know whether these people are sympathetic to the regime or not. There are people attacking them dressed in civilian clothes.
Humanitarian workers on the ground have expressed great concern about the distribution of this aid. There have been near riots when military forces have tried to deliver boxes of aid just south of Basra, and one of Britain's top commanders said they're nowhere near taking the city of Basra. He said nothing's going in and nothing's coming out. So how do they plan to deliver this aid?
Oh, sure, they can't get it to Basra at the moment. No question, it's not possible at all. I mean, that's what, you know, absolutely right. And I mean, there are some places they can get it to. You know, the port of Umm Qasr itself, it's now thought there are 40,000 people there. And they are getting control, I think, of a few places just a bit north of Umm Qasr. But, I mean, yeah, this is a tiny proportion of the country.
Owen, it seems like there are not just logistical challenges, but significant political challenges as well. The Sir Galahad's voyage is steeped in symbolism, I guess trying to send a strong signal, not just to the Iraqi people, but to the larger world community.
Yep, two audiences for it. One, the Iraqis, as you say, trying to win their hearts and minds. And British officers say that quite openly, that there's a moral case for providing this food. But also there is a war goal in this, in that they're hoping to convince people that they're liberators, not occupiers. And they're now trying to convince the people back in the UK and in Europe and in America and in the Middle East that they are serious about trying to help these people.
Humanitarian workers on the ground are saying that this is just a drop in the bucket, a drop in the ocean, I think was the exact quote. Do you get a sense that there will be, you know, ships following just behind the Sir Galahad with, you know, the additional delivery of more humanitarian aid?
No, I don't, for two reasons. One, because it's insecure. I mean, I can't believe many ship owners will want to put their ships up that channel until it's safer. And secondly, you know, I'm not sure the money's there to fund this kind of thing. If you talk privately to the international aid organizations, they say, you know, the money's just not coming in. They're making these appeals to Western governments to make good their promises about providing supplies for Iraq. And the cash is not forthcoming from Washington and London to enable them to do it properly.
Owen, thank you very much.
That's a pleasure. Thank you.
Owen Bennett Jones is a reporter with the BBC. He was on board the British supply ship, the Sir Galahad, as it pulled into the port city of Umm Qasr earlier today.